Joining us in the studio right now from the Missouri Military Academy, we have the Athletic Director, Brian Menny. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. And we also have the JROTC Senior Army Instructor, Major Wayne Wielander. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here. We want to talk a little bit about MMA athletics this morning. I think the buzz of the town right now is MMA boys soccer, as they are state-ranked in Class 1. Brian, tell us a little bit about that season, if you will.
Well, so far it's been an amazing journey. Coach Goodwin came on board with me 3 years ago. We've been real competitive and been close to winning district titles, but he graduated like eight guys, and all of a sudden we get some more guys in, and we're just really, I feel like this year, more of a team. We have some superstars, but the superstars play with everybody else. We're currently 7-2, I believe, and ranked second in the state. And our two losses are to bigger schools, but we avenged one of those losses Wednesday night Tuesday night with a win over Kirksville.
Very nice. Let's talk a little bit about what happens. We had talked about Misha and how they move you up a class if you win. That could potentially happen with MMA boys soccer, right?
It could happen. It's happened to our tennis team. We won three district titles, and last year we got moved up with we're looking at 130 kids, but we're having to compete against Jeff City, Helias, Cap City, Rolla, a lot of Jeff City Jays in our district now. And it could happen with our soccer team, but you know what? We'll take the bad with the good if we can get out and make a good run at this thing.
No doubt about it. Kind of some of the successes of MMA athletics. It's been a while since we've been able to catch up with you. You were telling me about a swimmer who was one stroke away from winning a state championship.
Inches away last year. We qualified eight cadets for the state swimming finals, and Coach Matias does a really good job with that, but he was so close, and we thought he was going to get it, had a good turn, and just couldn't quite get it at the end, but our relays did good. We had a lot of cadet swimmers qualify and place in the finals.
Very nice. We're going to bring in Major Wayne Wielander into the conversation, talk a little bit about JROTC and competitions that you guys go through. You're heavily involved in the sports as well, right?
I am. I assist with some of the coaching. First, I want to talk a little bit about Junior ROTC. I mean, most people mistake that for, a recruiting program. So JROTC is a citizenship and character building program, and it has different focus, including leadership and different things, but one of the areas that it focuses on is physical fitness. And so we have three different teams. We have the rifle team, which is a precision air rifle team. We have the Fusiliers, which is a drill team. And then we have the Raiders, they go through and they do, it's more of a military style event. So they go through and they do different obstacles, physical events. It's actually very exciting to watch. And we've gone to a couple meets this fall. We actually started the team back up last spring, and we had a meet last spring. And in that meet, I believe we got third overall. And so the two meets we've been at so far this year is we finished third overall in one, and then the other meet, we were sixth overall, but we beat 30 teams, so it was a big meet. We have another meet coming up this weekend, which is down at Waynesville High School's hosting it, but it's at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we do there.
How many guys do you have on the team, approximately?
Roughly about 20. It fluctuates some, and we are able to draw on some of the other teams, and we were talking about that earlier, where we've got some of the cross-country runners that come in and help us with Raiders, or we'll have people that are on the football team, too. So a lot of them cross over different sports, but some of those other sports really set them up well to be successful in Raiders.
Very nice. And your season, when does that come to an end?
Well, we have Raiders Nationals, which is the end of October. That's at Fort Knox, and that's from schools all over the country and in U.S. territory. So, I mean, there's a lot of schools there, and we were lucky to get in there. So that's late October, and that ends the season for us.
All right. Well, we want to say good luck to you on the rest of the season. Brian, everything else going good over at the MMA?
Everything's going great. I was glad to hire Major Wielander and help out in that process because he's done a tremendous job. We get a lot of cadets that come to the academy for certain, whether it be a sport or whether it be the academics, the 360 education, and some of us JROTC. We've had a nationally ranked rifle team and nationally champion drill team, and it's just great to have all the kids doing great things, because everybody wants to do something, but sometimes they don't know what they want to do. But we give them that opportunity.
Sounds like every day is a good day to be a colonel, and we certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you.